Kiravoslai, East Sora Hili Yaakov, and we are Zofa to learn Torah B'schus Am Yisrael. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Samach Gimel, and we're here at the bottom of Samach Beis, Amid Beis. If you remember from yesterday, we left off talking about Darish Lobo La'olam, and that's where Amar Abaye, four lines up, that's where we pick up. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi, Rabbi Meir, right, all of them, Kulhu. Everybody agrees, right, that a person can be makna, then can do a kinyan, can sell a davish lo ba'ol ha'olam, something that has not yet come into this world. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, had amran. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, again, that's what we said before. Again, if you remember from yesterday, right, the guys that can say truma, can say that something is truma, right, if it's not yet shlish, if it's not yet shachas, right, if it's not yet grown to the point where it's legitimate. So that's yesterday. Rebbe, what's Rebbe? Shita, the Tanya is one of the bright. So the Pasuk says, Lo saskir eved el adonav. Right? You don't have to give, right, a slave, an eved, right, to his master. What scenario could that possibly be? Why in the world wouldn't you give a slave, right? A guy owns an eved kanani, why don't you give it to his master? If you look at Rashi, it's an azhar lebezdin, right? It's a warning to Bezin, Shalo Yaskiru, Labala Vishtabid, that you shouldn't give the slave over to his master to make him work, to make him work. Why shouldn't you do that? So Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Belukech Eved Almanasa Shechruro Hakas of Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about a scenario where a guy buys an Eved Kanani on the condition that he's going to free him. And the Gemara just says, Hey Chidami, what's that case? So I'm going to Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak, you go into Kosovle, Lekeshe Ekachacha Hare Azmecha Kono Yilcha Me'achshav. That the language, the Lashon of the Shtar, right, said that when I buy you, right, you're going to acquire yourself, right, you're going to go free. So that, Darish Lo Bo La'olam, right, you don't have the ability to free a slave right now because he's not yours, but you can say that when I buy you, you go free, right? Apparently Rebbe holds that is fine. Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir? She did the Tanya as well. The Rabbi said, "Homer leisha haray amekadeshli lachashe is gayer lachashe tishtachri should tishgayri." Right, our Mishnah, if you remember, lachashe tishtachri lachashe tishtachri lachashe amas baleich lachashe tamas achoseich lachashe achlos lachivivmeich. Right, in all those cases where you theoretically the marriage couldn't happen now in the Mekudeshes, right? If he says after, if you marry me after these things happen, even though the marriage couldn't take place right now in the Mekudeshes, and then Rabbi Meir obviously says Mekudeshes that it actually works, and that's all right. You see the Darish Lo Bo La'olam for something that hasn't happened yet, you can still affect a kinyan, right, in that realm. So Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer in the Mekudeshes, Rabbi Yudan Nasi Omer Mekudeshes. Okay, we have some other Tanoim who argue with this. Umatam. Amru Einu Mekudeshes. Why does the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say it doesn't work? Mishum Eva. Because Eva. Again, because we don't want people to be upset. Right? Again, it's obviously not going to cause good feelings amongst the marriage that is as currently constituted, so we don't want that to happen. V'nachshuv nam Rabbi Yudan Nasi, the Gemara just says, very interesting Gemara, and I'm unclear why it asked this. I didn't get a chance really to look at it. It says, why don't we consider Rabbi Yudan Nasi, right, in that list? So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Hani Rabbi, Hani Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Rabbi Yudan Nasi is Rabbi. So, okay, it could be Lechora. Must be saying that it just, if you're going to list Rebbe Shita, I didn't mention this one as being Rebbe Shita, but Lechora, obviously, the Gemara, what's the Havamina, right? The Gemara obviously knows that Rebbe is Rebbe Yudan Nasi. Okay, very interesting little couple of words over there. Nami Rebbe Kiva, what about Rebbe Kiva? Why don't we say that he also holds that Adam Machna Dabash Lo Bo La'olam? So, the Tanya, where do you see that from? Could be the Tana. Where is that from? That's a Mishnah in Yevamos. Okay. Fine. Bryce, I'm not sure. Either way, Konam Shani Osa Leficha Ain Tzarech Lehafer. Right? If the husband, if the woman says to her husband that anything that she makes, right, the money that she makes, the Maxi Adah, is usher to him, to the husband, so he doesn't need to be made for nether because that it's not a good nether. And again, in general, right, as you know, right, that the husband gets the wife's Maxi Adah, but, right, again, in exchange for the fact that he takes care of her, that he gives her money, really, mizonos, really, is the word I'm looking for. But if she says, right, she doesn't want him to get it, so then that he doesn't even have to uproot that because it's not a good nether because he's not, she's not, that stuff goes to him, right, and that, and she's not able right, to answer him from taking that. Right? They're allowed to stipulate that, you know, that she can support herself, etc. But she's not able to say just off the jump, right off the bat, that the mice, her mice said that don't go to her, don't go to him. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Yofer, you should make that. You should be made for nether because Shematadiv Olav Yoser, or Yeser, I guess, Min HaRaylo. Because maybe she's going to make more, right, than normally she makes. Again, we discussed in the past, the women back in the day didn't really make so much salary. So it very rarely was enough to cover, right, the food that the husbands would supply for her. But if she did, right, sometimes she did. Maybe sometimes she worked in finance, whatever. So the chora in that case, the neder would asur anything extra above the minimal salary that she would, the minimum wage that she would get. Anything above and beyond that would be asur to the husband. So that's why it should be mefer. Right? Now Rabbi Kiva is saying this is Rabbi Kiva Shita, right? He's saying that davar shalob ala olam. Right? We don't know. Right? She hasn't gotten this stuff yet, but it could very well be that she'll make a high salary. Right, and right now we're telling the husband to be made for the nether, even though she's not necessarily getting that money right now. So Gemara says, no, that's not really what you see from this, because Arit Mar Allah, Am Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, Bo Meris Yikachi Yodai Lo Seim Viadayim Itnehu Ba Olam. We said, no, that's not a scenario where it's Davish Lo Ba Olam, because really the lotion of the woman, and she's saying that my hands, not that my the things that my hands make, but she's saying my hands are konam to you, that my hands are usher to you, right? And that lechora is something that is obviously Ba Olam. So therefore, this is not related to our situation whatsoever. Okay. New Mishnah, two more Mishnahs, as you can see on the Amud. Homer Isha Haray Mekudesh Li Amanash Adabar Elecha L'Shilton. Marry me on the condition I speak to you, right, to the king. Right, calls into mind when, what is it, Elisha and Gehazi come to the Isha Shunamis, right, or the, whichever one. There's two, right, we read the Haftorah where he does the miracle for the oil, then, right, when he does the miracle and she has a son, right, the Haftorah for, where's that Haftorah? Now I'm blanking. Okay, either way, what Elisha, right, suggests, right, then when Elisha goes up to the room that the woman has provided for him, right, he asks Gehazi, maybe, right, you want me to do you a favor? Can I do you a favor? Can I speak to you, right, for the king? Can I give you some sort of thing to the king? And then Gehazi mentions, oh, by the way, she doesn't have a son. And Elisha says, next year you have a son, right? It must be Parshas, I guess, Vayera, right? Because this is about the Besorah. Okay, I'm getting off topic. Either way, the guy says, marry me. Sorry for the rambling. So, marry me and on condition that I'll speak to you about to the king, or I'll work for you. If he does either one of those things, then it works. We love ain't a mekudeshes. If she doesn't, so then they are not married. So Amar Shlakish, Rish Lakish says, fascinating. Who should nasan la shove pruta? Right, that's only if, yeah, he did whatever he said he was going to do, and he gave her Hashava Pruta. And he gave her Shava Pruta. The Gemara says, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Why would you have to give extra value? Right? I can ruin it for you, but the Gemara is going to explain, so I don't want to, don't really want to get into it right now. But, all right, you know what? It might be a little bit more clear if we explain it now before we get to it on the bottom. So if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi, first Rashi on the Gemara, right, pretty much not straight across, but a little bit farther up. Amar La, right, again, Vahushan Asan La Shava Pruta, what in the world are Reish Lakish talking about over here? So Amar La is catching me with Pruta Zu, right? He says, marry me with this Pruta. I'm going to ask that I speak to the king or whatever it is. Ha Asa L'Shmina, what is it? Tana Didan, the Bishar Dibur or Bishar Pu'ula Lo Mekadeshes. Right, why isn't it, and this is Gemara is about to ask, but why isn't it Mekudeshes with the value that he's giving her, right, by speaking to the king or doing some sort of work? Right, that's obviously valuable, right? Why in the world, right, wouldn't that work? Why is that not enough? Why do you have to give her Shavar Pruta? So Gemara says, so Rashi says, because the Yeshna L'Schira, the Schira is Mitchila Ve'atzof. Because Rish Lakish is holding, as the Gemara is going to explain, that Yeshna L'Schira is Mitchila Ve'atzof. Right? We mentioned this in the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly which daf, but when a person does a job for someone else, right? So there's two ways to view the salary or the money that they get from that job. Let's say a person works for a week, right? He's schlepping packages, whatever, he's finishing, right, clearing out a warehouse, whatever it is. How do you view the money or the salary that he has earned? Let's say he said, I'll pay you $1,000, right, to clear out my warehouse. Right? It takes him a week. How do you view the $1,000? Is he owed the $1,000 at the end? Or is he accumulating value, right, whatever it is, $1,000 divided by 7, right, or 6, okay, whatever the numbers are, as he goes. Now, obviously, even if he's accumulating money as he goes, right, he's not going to be able to collect that money. He has to finish a job. But is he, like, collecting that money? Does that money become like he's owed that money at that point? So that's what Reish Lakish is holding. That while you're doing a job, right, that you're collecting, you're earning money, right? You know, almost like set aside for you, and then you collect it at the end. How does that help us? Because the next two words in Rashi, umilvahu, because then it's a loan. Because if it's your money, yeah, that you're collecting from the guy who owes you money, so then when he's still keeping the money, right, he's technically still keeping, you know, the first payment, the second day's payment, third day's payment. He's still keeping that. He hasn't paid you that yet. So that's a loan. And therefore, we know that milva and a mekadesh is, right? You can't marry someone with a loan. So that's what Reish Lakish is holding, that the value in the Mishnah, right, is a loan. And therefore, you need to use a pruta, right, for what's called, for marrying the girl. Okay, so now the Gemara is basically going to get to that. We're going to explain to that, you know, until the next Mishnah. But that's basically what's going on over here. So Gemara just asked, Bishkar lo, what do you mean? The value of what he's doing for her, speaking to the king, etc., that's not valuable? That's the Gemara asks. But Tanya, then the Brisa says, Bishkar shehir kav ticha l'chamor, right? Marry me on the condition that I drive you on a donkey. Sho shavticha b'karona b'sfina, right? With the value that I gave you a ship on the boat. In a good edge, that doesn't work. Bishkar shearkach I'm spazzing out over here. Right? If he'll, meaning what's the difference between those two things, right? If the guy says, marry me because I did it already, that's the first part of the brisa, so that doesn't work. But if I marry me on the condition that I will do it, she'oshivech al bekaron obasvina, or that I get you eventually, a ticket on the ship, so that mekudeshes, that works. Meaning that you can say that I'll do something for you in the future, right? And that would be enough to marry a girl. So why does Reish Lakish say that you need to give her a pruta as well? And he will tell me that also over here, the cases where he gave him a shava pruta, what do you mean? He said, he's not talking about the shava pruta, right? He's talking about the value of what he's doing for her. The Od Tanya, another brisa says, shavi mi v'tzavta v'akedesh l'cha, right? Hang out with me over here, right? Sit with me, next to me, right? And you know, just keep me company, and then I'll marry you. Schog l'fanai, make some, you know, do some stand-up comedy. Rekod l'fanai, dance in front of me. Ase kedimus haza, right? Make me something like this. Shamim, right? We evaluate the value of whatever he's doing. And yesh b'sheva pruta mekudeshes, v'im lav ein mekudeshes, right? So we evaluate what he's doing. If you tell me that he's giving her a sheva pruta in addition to, you know, doing the stand-up routine, but shamim also come out. What do you mean? We say very clearly that we evaluate, right, the thing that he's doing. So it can't be that he's also giving her a pruta. So it's yivdei Reish Lakish. That apparently is against Reish Lakish. So I'm like, Reish Lakish would say against you. No, that high tana bara sabar ain't l'skiris ela basof. Right, again, it's a machlokas, how you view, right, the, as we explained, right, the accumulation of salary, of payment. Right, that tana, right, and those brises holds that ain't l'skiris ela basof. That really the skiris, really, you get the entire value at the end of the entire thing. But Tanadi Dan Sabar, but and therefore again, you can, when you get that money, right? That's you can give Kesef Kiddushin with that value. Ela Tanadi Dan Sabar, but our Tana holds Yeshna Skliras Mitchila Vatzov, as we explained before. But therefore, you end up with a loan, right? And you cannot be Mekadesh to the loan. Okay. Umay Doch Keder Reish Lakish Doch Me the Masizim Yeshna Skliras Mitchila Vatzov the Udi Yayevla. Right? Why did Reish Lakish end up hole like this? He could have just, you know, lined up the Mishnah like the Brises. I mean, why did he have to come out to this whole fancy explanation that our Mishnah, right, holds Yeshna L'Sklirus Mitzchili V'Atzof, and the Brises hold that Ena L'Sklirus Elav V'Atzof? Right, why did he have to, you know, force this Machlokas? Amar Rav, Rav says, Masnisin K'shisei. Right, he had a difficulty with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Because my Ma'iri did Tani Amanas. Why does the Mishnah say on the condition, I mean, on the almanas that they do it? Nisni v'schar. Why didn't he just say, right, marry me with a schar, with the value of what I'm doing? It's element, ela shmamina, kol almanas hechad yarev lohu. Right, when almanas, when he says on condition, it must be where he's giving her, right, something for the kiddushin. Because otherwise it would have said, meaning it's on the condition I do this, and he's giving her kesef kiddushin. Marrying me on the condition I do, you know, speak to the king or whatever it is, and there's also some kesef kiddushin involved. If he would have said marry me with the value of speaking to the king, he wouldn't have said almanas, and that's why Reish Lakish had to twist himself into a pretzel, right, to explain the Mishnah one way and the Braises another way. All right, it says another Mishnah. Almanas shir to Abba. And the guy says, on condition that your father, interesting, Rashi says, my father, Aviv Shel Chasson, right, on the condition that my father is down with the marriage, is interested with the marriage, so then Rotza Av Mekudeshes, Vim Lav Inu Mekudeshes. If the father wants the marriage, great. If not, they're not married, obviously. Mesa Av, if the father dies, though, Harezi Mekudeshes, then it is a good marriage. Mesa Ben, but if the Mekadesh dies, Rachman Al-Otzlan, Malam Den Ha'av, Lomar Inu Sheinu Rotza, we teach the father to say that he doesn't want the marriage. If you look at Rashi, right, Kedei La'akor, Sakadush, Lamefreya, Velo Tezaki Gliyavam, because we don't want the woman to fall necessarily into Yibum, right, to this guy's brothers. Okay, so fine. So now a couple things to unpack over here. The Gemara says, "My al menas shiirtza abba." What do you mean? Marry me on condition that my father wants. And if father wants, right, then they're mekudeshes. How do you define father wants? Right, ilay ma'ad amar abba in. Right, if you say, well, until the father says yes that I'm interested in the marriage. Well, problem is ema mitziyasa. Right, the middle case. Right, mesa av harizim mekudeshes. The father dies. They are married. Halo amar in. Well, what do you mean he dies? He dies before he consents to the marriage. Well, why would they be married? Right? If he didn't say yes, he didn't say, yes, I'm interested. Ella, rather, must be, what does it mean that the father consents and is happy with the marriage? What it means is, on condition that my father is quiet. When is he quiet? Was he quiet for 100 years? But no, so Rashi says, the kishayishma, right, when he hears about the engagement, ratzav, right, the father wants, sheshosak b'shas shmiya. Right, he didn't say anything. So therefore, mikudeshas, lo rotza shemicha, right? He didn't want to protest the marriage. So that's what we're saying is almanas. The problem is ema sefer. What about the end part of the Mishnah? Meisa ben malam desav lo mashenu rotza. If the son died, right, we teach the father to make sure he says I didn't really want the marriage, so we uproot retroactively, and there's no yibum situation. Am I vashosik? What do you mean? Why, how does that help now? Right? He was quiet when he heard about it. Right, so they should be married already. You can't go back on being quiet, right, if that was the moment in time. So Ella, so the Gemara says, no, it must be. Amarla, he said to her, Almanas shalu yimcha abba, on the condition that my father did not protest the marriage. Meaning, in that scenario, then the father, whenever he says, he can uproot the marriage whenever he wants. So in that case, but in the second case, meaning when the son dies, we teach the father to be like, oh yeah, I didn't want the marriage. So therefore, he uproots it. It must be that case, that last case in the Mishnah, is where he said, marry me on condition that my father doesn't protest. Okay? So then that's why he has the opportunity to protest after the son dies, Rahman al-Islam, and then uproot the marriage the entire time. But the Gemara says, one second, but what do you mean? The Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, we just explained, is that when the father is quiet. So you're telling me that the different cases in the Mishnah, so Amar Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai said yes, and Amar Shlokesh, Shlokesh says, Shmami lo de Rabbi Yanai, we see that according to Rabbi Yanai, Dachkinu mokminu masnisa betray taima, vali bedechad tana, valo mokminu betray tanai bechad taima, that it's better if you have an option, you're trying to figure out what the Mishnah is, what's going on in the Mishnah, it's better to say it's according to one Tana and two different scenarios, as opposed to saying it's two different Tanaim that are arguing in one specific scenario. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yosef Bar Ami Omer La'olam Chad Taima. Who really? Rabbi Yosef Bar Ami says really, right? It's one Taima. Meaning, really, what's the case? My Almanash Yirtza Abba. How do you find one case that'll stem according to all three cases? What does it mean when the father marry me on condition that my father is down with the marriage? Almanash Shelo Yimcha Abba Mikan Veshloshim Yom. Right, on condition that my father does not protest the marriage, right, from now within 30 days. So therefore, right, if the son dies within 30 days, right, he can protest at the end. If he doesn't protest, that means that's shusik, that means he's quiet, right, and that's how you can, you know, have the first case, and therefore, right, it's one case straight across, right, very creative, and you don't have to say that, you know, it's a couple different cases. Last Mishnah for today. So, Kidashti is biti v'niyodei alami kidashtia. Father says, I'm not sure how this happens, but okay, I married off my daughter, I'm not sure who I did the kiddushin to. Right, I'm not sure who is the chasen. And the husband, a guy shows up and says it was me. So Naaman, he is believed. We'll see what that means in a second. But if two guys show up and they're both fighting to be the one who married her, then Shneim Nosin get, and then both of them have to give a get. And if they worked it out between the two of them, so then one gives a get, and one of them can go ahead and marry her. So this is Amarav. Neman, what does it mean, Neman? When we say that guy shows up and said it was me who married the girl, so he says, Neman lita get. Right, we believe him and we accept his get, but we don't believe him to say that he can go marry her. Meaning why? We believe him to give a get because a guy's not going to sin, right, without benefiting. Meaning, if he's just going to give her a get, like, what's the point, right, of this guy coming forward and saying it was me? Right? If he's going to get to marry her, fine. Okay, so if that guy could definitely lie about that. But if he's just going to have to give her a get, so, you know, what does he care? So he's not going to sin. Right? If there's no benefit involved, so we believe him. Right? And we're not going to believe him to marry her, because maybe he has a Yitzhara, right? And he actually wants to marry her, even though he was not related to this situation whatsoever. No, we even, right, allow him to marry her. We even allowed her to marry her. Right, again, then Rashi explains over here, because he's going to, we say there's a mirtas da'av, there's a fear of the father, meaning the father probably would recognize him. We're not saying he just, you know, kind of fired off Kedushin into a black hole, right? So the guy who's stepping forward, right, has someone to fear. It's not like he's making a claim and there's no one to catch him on it, right? So the Chora, the father could be like, I don't know who I married her to, but it wasn't you, right? You were crazy, right? There's no way he's that. So that guy's not going to just gonna show up, right, and pretend to be the husband if Taka, right, so someone's there to easily contradict him. Umodi Ravasi, but Ravasi does agree, he does admit, but Omeris Nis Kadashi, if the girl says, I got Kiddushin, Ve'inu Yidaz Lamin Nis Kadashi, doesn't know who it is, Uba'achet Va'amar Kiddush Tiyo, She'ein Nama Nechnos. In that case, where the girl said, I married somebody, I have no idea who it is, and guy shows up, says it was me, in that case, we don't allow her to marry him, because we're nervous that the girl will be like, well, I don't know who it was, but I guess this guy's good enough, right, and she'll cover up, and she'll lie, and whatever, right, and because she's, you know, women want to be married, right, okay, either, so, right, so we're nervous that that'll be the situation. Tanan, hold on one second, we learned in the Mishnah, Ratsu, Echanos, and give Echakones to the Rav. One second, right? Rav, right? It said, right, that what's it called? The Rav said that only Neman, right, to give a get, right? And right, again, that's what we said with Neman over here. If one guy shows up, right, he would believe him to give a get. And here now we're saying in the end of the Mishnah, right? If you remember the end of the Mishnah, right? If they want, right, if two guys show up, both of them think that they're the one who was Mekadeshir, but they could work out between them, right? And one gives a get and one marries her. So that should be against Rav, because we don't. But why would you allow the guy to marry her? So I'm like, Rav, no, Shani Hosom, that's different. Why? The cave of the Ika Chad Behad Evedya Ertusi Mirtas. Once there's the father and another guy, right? So someone, we're nervous that someone, right? People will figure out who it was. So if the guy is really mamish, you know, coming to marry this guy to this girl, right? So we assume that the guy who gives the get was the faker, and the guy who is going to marry her, right, is the one. Right, who actually got the Kiddushin, or did the Kiddushin. Tani Kavosi the Ravasi, right? We taught like Ravasi that we allow this, the guy to come and say, I married her, and let him in the scenario by the father, when the father doesn't know who it was. Kiddashi is biti v'enudim, let me Kiddush tia. The Bryce said that if I married off my daughter and I don't know who it was. Right, again, straight up like Ravashi, that will allow him to marry the girl, in the case of the father didn't know. Knasa, if they did get married and someone else showed up and it was actually me, lo kolei mena lo sra lov, right? He obviously, that second guy is not able to uproot the marriage at that point. Haisha shamra, now if the woman says though, niskadashi, even if he does, let me niskadashi, right? I married somebody, but I don't know who it was. And someone else shows up, ain nemon lichnos, that we don't believe because maybe she'll cover up, right? Maybe she will hide for him, right? Because she'll figure, I don't know who it was, but this guy's pretty solid, right? I could do worse, and she'll, you know, she won't, you know, go find out the real husband. Iboilu asked the following shayla, Mahu liskol al yodu. Okay, now, if we're going to believe that the father married off his daughter, right? If, Rahman al-Tzlan, she cheats on her husband, right? So then, you know, she's, right, she is Chayav Misa, right, with Skila. So will we give Skila based on that? So Rav Amar, Ein Soklin, Veravasi Amar, Soklin, right? Rav says, no. Ravasi says yes. Rav Amar ain't soklin. Why does Rav say that you wouldn't? Because the Torah only believed the father to aser, right? To aser to other people, but the katla, but the killer, lo hemen, no, that's already, we're not going to give that much credence, right, to the father's declaration. Ravasi Amar, no. Ravasi says soklin, we do kill her. Why? Because the Kula Milsa hemen, Rachman alav, the Torah believed the father for everything. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says, Umodeno Bomeres, Niskadashi, the change Soglin. But Ravasi says, in the case where she said she was married and then the guy shows up, right, that in that case, ain't Soglin, right? We're not going to. We're not going to say that we believe her to say that she was married and now she's cheating on somebody else. We're not going to get skila for that. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi explains that honey shmeitza didan mirpason igri. And my the two shitas that I said. Again, what did she say? Right, what did Ravasi say? Ravasi said that the father said she got married, and we're not sure who. So the guy who shows up can marry her, and then she'll get misa, right? If she sleeps with someone else, she gets skila. But if the girl said that she doesn't know who it was and she got married, so then right, she's not going to get skila, and the guy who shows up is not allowed to marry her. Now that says Ravasi seems to be contradictory at first glance because hashto ma b'makom she'ein. She imbalik knows kones hamar to soklin, but in the scenario where you said the guy shows up, right, he can marry. The father said, I don't know who it was. Guy shows up, says I was the husband. He can marry her, and then we will kill her, right, if she cheats on him. Makom she imbalik liknos in kones. In the scenario where we don't let the husband marry her, i.e., where she herself admitted she was married, and it didn't say soklin. Certainly, we should. We should give her skila, because why aren't we letting this guy marry her? Because maybe she's married to somebody else. And so obviously if we're believing and assuming that she's married to somebody else, right, then we'll give her skila, right, if she in fact cheated and slept with somebody else. But that meaning that you might have thought that was the logic, but lohi, but it's not really true. Because la'av hemen rachmana l'didal lo hemena. Because they're really, we're going based on the Torah believed the father for the kiddushin, but for the girl herself, right, the Torah is not necessarily going to give the girl kiddushin, and therefore that's why a guy who shows up can't marry her, and that's why we won't necessarily soak out. We won't give her skila, right, if she sleeps with somebody else, right, and lachora she is even if she admits that she's cheating, right, we're not going to the point where we're going to be soakal her and give her skila. Okay, shkoyach rabosa, we'll go right there and have the gashas tomorrow. Mitzvashem, Yeshua, Krova Lovo, and Mahil Besaris Tovas for all of Am Yisrael, Amen, Ken Yeratzim.